Now, chesed has to be extended even to Rosh Hashanah. That's like Rosh Baruch Hu's chesed. You don't differentiate. Rosh Baruch Hu creates the world. The sun rises, even though it will attract confusion. Nafshi ki afar la kol tia. People will trample upon you. You should not just tolerate it, not be victimized by it, but to the degree that you shouldn't retaliate. And not just that, but also provide life and force and fertility from the land. Another aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is that in our world, chesed oftentimes is a compromise. You don't deserve it. You did something offensive to me. If I were to judge you accurately, I would withhold this chesed. It's your own fault that you are wasting your... And then we think about chesed, and I enter it with compassion, with compromise, with care. So the experiences of chesed and emes in our world are very different. They're two different modalities. Sometimes, what do you deserve? Let's get the lawyers, let's get the contracts, let's see what you have as your rights coming to you. As opposed to chesed, charity, philanthropy, delivering compassion and kindness. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, Hashem is integrated. So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed and emes are really the same experience in a way that I can't explain it to you because Hashem is different than human beings. But in our world, it's very hard for the two. We have to prefer one over the other or employ one, not the other. But the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Kol Archos Hashem, Chesed V'Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior is a combination of Chesed and Emes. So that means that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, actions which may not seem charitable or compassionate are really compassionate. Or at least to us, may not seem that way because it's a chesed of emes. So the only chesed emes that we have is that when a person dies, so there's absolutely no ulterior motive. You're not going to get any compensation. We call that a chesed shel emes. But all of our other chesedim, so that means that we can't use, and this is really today's chiddush, we can't use human yardsticks to determine what an act of chesed is or isn't. You think you can determine chesed by a person suffering. That person needs my chesed. A person is a not suffering, or that seems like an act that's cruel, and I shouldn't take that action. But in Hashem's world, the terminology of chesed is very different because it's a chesed of emes. So, two examples, one from the beginning of Vayera, one from the end of Vayera. Okay, it would seem to be two very different scenes. The beginning of Vayera has Avram sitting in a heat wave in the middle of his home, trying to initiate chesed, trying to search chesed. In the end of the parsha, it doesn't seem very much like chesed, Avram sacrificing his son Yitzchak. So why are they the bookends of Vayera? The answer is they each speak about a chesed that can't be discerned with human eye or through human terms. Now, what does that mean? What's that first section? Why is that a strange chesed? It seems like a necessary chesed. But if you look carefully, it's very hot, and there's no one around, and people are suffering from the heat. According to the altar, this is almost like a Gehenna moment. Hashem is recreating Gehenna. It's boiling hot. Everyone's out. No one's really... Now, the Medrash says that in Gehenna, even the Rishayim are thankful to Hashem. Hodel Hashem ki tov kili olam chasdo v'sei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You judged us properly. There's that reconciliation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the reconciliation. Namely, even in Gehenna is chesed. When we say Hodel Hashem ki tov kili olam chasdo, the Medrash says, one is for Gan Eden, one is for Gehenna. V'yar is kol asher asaf in tov miod, tov ze Gan Eden, miod ze Gehenna. So even though to us it looks like Gehenna is a place of infernal fire and suffering and punishment, it's a place of chesed, because there can't be any space in this earth absent of Hashem's chesed. Even an area that looks like emes, it looks like punishment and punitive, it's still like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That's essentially what Avram's discovering in that day. Hashem's creating a Gehenna-like world. It's hot, it's boiling, he's suffering. But even in that world, beyond human experience, beyond civilization, there's still opportunities for chesed, and Avram creates chesed. And because of the chesed he performs in Gehenna, the Jewish people are rewarded. Hashem, everything that Avram performed for the Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, compensated for us. Avram delivered water, we received water in the Midbar, Avram delivered food. That's the beginning of the Parsha. The end of the Parsha seems like an act of brutality, seems like a cruel act. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's terms, which we don't know, nor does the Alto of Slobodka tell us, it's a consummate act of chesed. How could killing a person be an act of chesed? The best I can do. I'm a human being, so to me I can't think, because to me it's binary, to me it's oppositional, chesed and emes, murder is not chesed. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, that was an act of chesed. And maybe because so many Jews were saved for hundreds of, for thousands of years because of the Akedah, because it set Jewish history into motion. Let me just give you a mind experiment just to show you how to break out of human conventions of chesed. Hypothetical. Let's say I could build a time machine and send you back to Vienna, 1920. You'd be walking down a street in Vienna, and I would tell you that 9:45 today, Tuesday morning, there's a young man. He was in jail a little bit, but he's very charismatic. His name is Adolf Hitler. You have a gun, and you can go back and shoot him in the head and assassinate him. What would you do? It's a hypothetical, because you wouldn't know. But let's say you would know. Let's say we could play that game where you know exactly that he would be responsible for the death of 100 million people, including the war, suffering, widespread carnage. Why? Wouldn't that be the moral act to do? And most people would agree. Some people would disagree, but most people would agree it would be a moral act. So if you know the Akedas Yitzchak were to reshape all of Jewish history and by extension reshape all of human history, again, it's hard for me to say it because I'm stuck in a human convention as Hashem wants me to be. Hashem doesn't want me to think outside. But Hashem is telling Avram, this is your act of chesed that bookends Vayera. And Hashem announces to Avram afterwards, Ate Yadati Ki Re'eh Lo Kimata. Because the person is Yerushalayim isn't fear, Yerushalayim isn't fright. Yerushalayim means you know you don't understand Hashem. When you know you don't understand Hashem, then you're able to suppress your own yardsticks of judgment and say, well, this is an act of chesed, and therefore I want to choose. So these are two very non-conventional, unorthodox forms of chesed. There's a chesed in a heat wave where no one really needs the chesed. In theory, there's no need for chesed in the heat wave because everyone who has needs is at home, resting at home, because no one would dare go out in that 140-degree heat or that 70-Celsius-degree heat. And Avram, to prove that chesed exists even in a Gehenna-like environment, has to fabricate malachim. The malachim are external, foreign, artificial chesed. Don't really need chesed. But we need to create chesed to create that trust and that belief that no space in this earth is absent of Hashem's chesed, even when it seems like Hashem is punishing people. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks the ineffable command to Avram to once again prove that chesed can't be gauged solely through the human mind. The Shifra and Pua, who are the midwives in the beginning of Shmos, who have incredible chesed, defying the entire culture, defying obviously personal danger because they'd be caught by Paro. The Medrash says, who did they take inspiration from? Who did they use as their role models? Avram Avinu. Kashtu Atzmam L'maisa Chesed Shel Avram Avinu. They thought about Avram Avinu. Why do they think about Avram Avinu? Because the pasuk says, Vatirena HaMiyaldos HaSalokim. They were at Yerushalayim, and because of the Yerushalayim, they performed this incredible act of chesed. Similar to Avram, Atayadadi. How is the Medrash linking their Yerushalayim that led to their chesed to Avram's Yerushalayim? The only time we hear about Avram's Yerushalayim is at the Akedah. The Akedah is not an act of chesed. Evidently it is. Evidently it's a higher act of chesed, which the human mind can't grasp, and you know you don't know everything. And therefore, in Avram's case, the expression is, I can't understand why this is chesed, but Hashem wants me to. In the case of the Mialdot, this is my explanation, every normal, rational person would say this isn't an act of chesed. If anything, giving birth to Jewish babies is a cruel act because they're going to be thrown into the Nile. Any baby who was born 3 months later, as Moshe was thrust into the Nile. So it's pointless, it's futile, it's a waste, an expenditure of energy, and it's just taunting and teasing parents. It's easier for them to just tell the parents, it's it. I'm going to throw them into the Nile. And all this saving isn't getting anywhere. It's just going to be either thrown into the Nile or tossed into the bricks and mortar. They're saying, we just don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We wouldn't know what's around the corner. Maybe Hashem will redeem us. So the ability for the midwives to snatch chesed when it seems ridiculous is taken from Avram, who snatches chesed when it seems counterintuitive or antithetical, but it's both based on Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim says, I don't understand this world, but Hashem has something in store that I can't understand. So he ends there with a very interesting, these are all sichos which were written after he died, but he evidently ended the sicha trying to encourage his talmidim to say two things. First of all, learning Torah may not seem like an act of chesed because you're not helping anyone, but if a Kodesh Baruch Hu calls it Torah's chesed, then sitting and learning Torah and learning with other people and with people less qualified than you, he's actually giving this as a musar shmus in the yeshiva. And second of all, if you see something wrong with someone, again, I'm not saying you should act upon this, you're thinking, oh, it's a better chesed not to say anything, I'm going to hurt his feelings, I'm going to start a fight, he's going to retaliate, there's going to be strife. He says, no, that in your mind, that seems like chesed to withhold. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, if he wants you to intervene and say something to try to improve your friend and to help him correct and repair, then maybe you should. Again, being that criticism is very context-specific, I won't take this literally, but just that we have to readjust our sights and readjust our parameters of what is or isn't chesed based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation. I think a lot of that applies in today's world. In today's world, we find certain acts, and it's very hard. We're struggling to find responses to people's decisions in this world that seem to be contrary to the Torah. And we find ourselves caught between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and between how we feel we should respond at a human level. And that's an important conflict, and there's no easy solution to the conflict, but the conflict can't be between chesed and Hashem's will. The conflict has to be termed and framed between the chesed that we feel in our hearts as human beings, as opposed to the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't cruel when he instructs certain mitzvahs. We just don't know it. We can't understand it. But it's not a contest between chesed and Hashem's will. It's a contest between two different systems of chesed, each of which are important. We have to feel human emotions, and we also have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decisions are chesed. We don't yet have the answers to reconcile those two forms of chesed. But there are two forms of chesed. It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is absent of chesed, and it's harsh, and it's cruel, and it's caustic. It's not. It's a chesed that we just don't have the code for yet. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow's Chasidus, Thursday's Rashi. We'll pick this up again on Friday. Okay, Tov. Yam yam, shlishi b'sheva sheba yom. Yes, sir.